gentlemen, welcome live to Papagino's for the Monday Night Hawks football show. Today we're very privileged to be joined by head coach of the Hawks football team, Coach Croft. Coach, how you doing?
Very good, thank you for having me.
Cam, you want to take us off?
Always great to have you join us, Coach Croft. Now, first Croft, the big man will be joining us in a little bit, Dante Bell, the defensive lineman. He'll be joining us, but first takeaway on the season so far, about halfway through the season, just came off the bye week. How's the team this season looked?
You know, I think we're kind of where we had hoped to be. We've had a couple close games. You know, made a lot of improvements since August. I think there's still some things we want to work on, but I think the biggest thing that I take away from at this point in the season, we're pretty healthy, which is a good thing.
Speaking of the health situation, throughout the year you've seen the minor injuries. Dante Bell was out for a while, Nate Gianco got hurt there. But of course, right now you're healthy, and that is the most important part. But how do you, when a guy goes down so unexpectedly, how do you kind of bounce back from that to make sure that the team can still continue to function with that, despite losing a key member?
You know, I think you understand early on that it's part of football. You know, you try not to panic. We really we try to work as many guys in as we practice as we can. So we try to build depth during the season, and when someone goes down, it's the nature of the business. You just got someone to step up, and you know, we have confidence in the guys we're playing. You know, they may not be the starters, but when they're in the game, we have the same expectations for them.
Now, Coach, not this past week because we had the bye week, but the game before, you guys played a very good Cumberland team that surprised a lot of people, moving up from Division II to Division I, and they made a splash by winning their first game in Division I ever, and then now with a 3-3 record, they made a splash. What was your thought on going into the Cumberland game and after the game, in fact? Can you elaborate for us there?
You know, we went into the game, you know, we weren't sure what was going to happen, to be honest with you. Cumberland has played well this year. They got a Coach Lima, first-year head coach there, has done a nice job. He's pumped some enthusiasm into the program, and they got a good group of kids. I think they're a pretty solid team. You know, whether or not they make it into the playoffs this year, I think there's a lot of football left to be played, but I think one of our biggest goals going into that game was to correct a few of the things that have been plaguing us all year. And we cut down on the penalties, which is what we wanted.
A few takeaways from the Cumberland game that we could clearly see was Quiddy Pay looked great. The sophomore plays defensive end, but he can pretty much play wherever you ask him to. He's a great athlete. Now, having an athlete like Pay and even like Lee Moses, makes your life easier, but how is it like having such a deep roster where you can use so many guys in so many different areas?
I think obviously it's a great problem to have. I think at times it can be difficult for us as coaches to try to manage that, because there's expectations that every kid that comes to Hendrick wants to be a starter, and that's not realistic and it's not possible. So, you know, we have to really manage that as coaches. And, you know, it gives us some flexibility, scheme-wise. You know, we get guys that can play multiple positions, and they're athletic enough to do different things, so we're able to do all those things.
Now, as Dante Bell has just joined us, why don't we talk about the D-line and O-line, to be specific. How has it looked this year so far? Because last year, you had 5 seniors on the starting O-line and most of the D-line, too. All those guys graduated, and now you're just plugging in a lot of new guys. How's the O-line and D-line look so far this year?
They're getting much better. I think going into the season, we knew that was going to be a concern of ours. I think, start from the top, Coach Panaleo and Coach Bucci and Coach Sackett, those guys have done a great job to kind of mold that group. We have some pretty good senior leadership there, even though they weren't starters last year, per se. I think the O-line might still kind of be trying to find what pieces fit in certain spots. The D-line's been playing well, and I think with Dante coming back is going to help. You know, I'm a firm believer in you got to play veterans in those positions. You know, I think it's really the toughest positions to play other than quarterback. So they're getting there. I've seen a lot of improvement. I think the kids are working hard. You know, like I told them tonight in practice, we got 3 games left. This is our stretch run. This is what we do, and this is where we got to be playing our best football.
Now, looking at that, the senior leadership and almost the veteran presence, Lee Moses has committed to UMass, and Power King is committed to URI. John Topa is committed to play baseball at UConn. As a coach, How does it feel to see these guys that have put so much time and effort in playing for you to actually really show a good amount of success? Not that the whole team doesn't succeed as a whole, but these individuals that are going to go on to play collegiate football, how does that make you feel as a coach?
Well, you know, it's like we told him tonight, we always preach team success first, but human nature is you want to be a successful person. So you want to play college football at the highest level. You want to have a chance of being an all-state player, an all-league player. And I don't personally think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you can sacrifice for the team first. So we're happy to see those kids get those chances. It doesn't happen that often. I've been here for, about 15 years now coaching, and having coached Division I athletes, it's not a common thing. So it's great to see, and I think it elevates the game of the other kids.
Now, you mentioned you've been here for a tenure of such a great status. Well, how does it feel just to be part of the Hendrickson legacy, part of this team that has won four Super Bowls, always a great contender? What's it feel like just to be part of Hendrickson?
Oh, it's a great thing. You know, it's my alma mater. I played here. I went to school here. Hendrickson's a special place. I love coming to practice every day and working with the coaches that I do. You know, we're great friends on and off the field. It's just a really happy place for all of us coaches. I hope the kids too. We, you know, one of the things we talk about as coaches a lot is we want to give these kids the best possible experience that we can, so that when they're done and they're in their older years like we are, they can they can look back and know that this was the high point of their life. It was a great experience.
Now, last year, you guys, of course, made history, securing your fourth straight second Super Bowl. There's no surprise you guys are one of the top teams in the league, but stressing to a group of high school athletes, do you more so focus on the upcoming game, or on the big picture of winning the Super Bowl at the end of the season, or getting to consistent playoff games?
I think we have a couple goals when the season starts. When the season starts, it's always to be playing into December to make the playoffs. But once the season starts, it's just one opponent at a time, and that's really all we try to focus on. Right now, it's all Cranston West. You know, we don't look ahead. We really don't even look behind that much. We don't talk about prior success. We don't talk about the last four Super Bowls much at all. We really don't. It's really just that week's opponent. We just try to break it down and one opponent at a time.
Now, your coaching staff, they always stress how you guys work a lot on special teams. And this year, we've seen that special teams has had a little bit of struggle where we go back to either East Providence or Barrington. With that all said, it's a part of the game that really gets overlooked, where it's just the bench guys or the backup linebackers. How important is special teams, whether it be high school, Division I, or just NFL football?
You know, it's a huge part of the game. Some people say it's a third of the game, and that's technically probably not true because it's not a third of the game, but it has the ability to win games and lose games for you. And I did the special teams for a number of years, and I fired myself after last year, and Coach Hogan has now taken over that, and he's done a great job with it. He's injected some passion into it and some life into it. And, you know, I think early on we may have had some struggles on special teams, but I think lately we've been great. I mean, you look at the Cumberland game, we had a couple huge returns, and obviously having Lee back there has helped. But we do put a lot of emphasis on the special teams. I can't honestly say if we put more in than other high school teams. I'd like to think we do. But it's a huge part of the game. Some teams, you talk about even at the NFL level, when they talk about getting new coaching staffs in, one of the first things they do to change a team generally is they walk in and improve the special teams. Can be one of the quickest things that people can change.
Coach, you mentioned how you went to Hendrickson as well. You graduated from there. You played for the football program. Whether it be from your time at Hendrickson or just through the coaching aspect, how important is a brotherhood between the teammates, where they're not only teammates on the field, but they're friends as well, and making sure that the ultimate goal of winning games is succeeded?
It's primary. You know, you see a lot of the incidents in the media now with hazing and stuff. You know, we talk to the kids a lot about Hendrickson men of character, and I know it's something that's impressed a lot in school, but, you know, you gotta live by moral and ethical standards in life, and I think when you do the right thing and you treat people the right way, it has a tremendous impact on the morale of the whole team. So I think that, you know, how we treat the kids, we want the kids treating each other like that. And you know, when you look back on it, these are going to be the best 4 years of your life. So we want the kids to come away with a great experience. You know, they're going to share a bond with their teammates for the rest of their life that no one's going to take away. Championship or not, it's a special moment, so we really hope it's great.
Now, Coach, this your next game against the Cranston West Falcons, only one game this year. How are you going to look for, what are you going to do to prepare for this game?
You know, we kind of, we started a little bit last week because it was our bye week. And obviously this week will be ratcheted up a little bit more. You know, they look tough. I mean, they're one of those teams, they're deceiving. I know they haven't won a lot of Division I games, but they historically have always played us extremely tough. We've always had tough games with them. A few years ago when we were undefeated, I think my first year coaching, I remember we went up there and they had us beat. Unfortunately, we could squeeze it out at the end, but we seem to always get in those type of games with them, and they're well coached, and their kids are disciplined, and they're physical. So, you know, it's kind of the same formula every week. We've got to block well on offense. We've got to run the ball, and you know, our receivers have to make some plays.
Earlier this year, we saw a nail-biter against Cranston East in Cranston Stadium. Of course, you're going back to Cranston Stadium to play Cranston West. Does the location play a certain role in when you play a Cranston team? Does it matter whether you're at home or away?
No, I mean, obviously we'd obviously rather be at home. There's some great fans and some great student support, but we feel pretty comfortable at Cranston Stadium. You know, we've played a lot of big games there over the years, and you know, playing East and West in the same year twice, and then, you know, hopefully things go well and we can, you know, maybe see it back again in December. So we feel comfortable playing there. I don't think road games rattle us as much. We're kind of a veteran crew with coaches and athletes. So maybe early in the year it would have been more of an issue, but, you know, we're comfortable with it.
Awesome. Now, last time you went to Cranston Stadium, it was, as Stone said, a nail-biter against Cranston East. But one note, that game was on a Friday night. This game will be played on Saturday afternoon. First day game as our recent year, as we can remember, against a Division I opponent. What's it like to, what will the Saturday day game have effect?
Well, back in the good old days when I was playing, all the games were on Saturdays. So, yeah, it's not common. It, you know, up until recently, every year you get one or two Saturday games, and that's pretty much dwindled away. You know, I'm not sure what effect it has. I know historically Saturday games have always been tough for us. But, you know, it's around the same time that we practice. So try to keep everything as standard as you can, keep everyone focused, and you hope for the best. It's all about execution.
Now, looking past Cranston West, not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but after Cranston West, you guys play your rivalry game against LaSalle Academy. You guys squeeze a victory out against LaSalle in the injury fund game, where you play a half of football and raise money and whatnot. But I know it's not necessarily good to look past games and whatnot, but is LaSalle in the back of your mind all year, that rivalry game?
Well, you know, they're your biggest rival. I don't think there's any question. You know that coming into the season. But, you know, somebody asked me the other night, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they said, who's LaSalle got this week? And, you know, I'm going to be truthfully honest. I have no idea. I really don't. You know, I'm worried just about Cranston West. And, you know, they play who they play. And, you know, we're not going to scoreboard watch. And when this week is over, we'll worry about who's next.
That would set up a great matchup, the rivalry game. Both of you possibly undefeated going into next Friday. It would be a great thing to see if both of you guys get to 6-0 and then they face each other. Then another question here. Now, we've talked about all these seniors, how they make a big impact, like Christian Wieslowski or John Aruda, Lee Moses, Power King, Dante Bell. Who are some of the underclassmen, like the sophomores or juniors, that have really made an impact on this team?
I think Sam Hill has done a great job. Matt DeTundo has got a lot of potential as a sophomore. You've got a lot of guys. I mean, Chris Hindle, who hasn't played much, has done a phenomenal job as a backup quarterback, and he's gotten better and better every practice. I think the sophomore class as a whole is a talented group. You got, you know, Jake DeDarin, who I know is not a sophomore, but he's a junior, who showed us a lot of flashes against Cumberland. So there's a lot of underclassmen that are waiting their time and are battling in practice. And, you know, time will tell. They'll get their chance, though, at some point.
Well, Coach, we thank you for sitting in with us today. I think we'll let you slide out. We'll have Dante Bell come in and sit with us in a little bit. But thank you once again, Coach, for taking time here at Papagino's at Hoxie Four Corners. We appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, we await the arrival of Dante Bell as we're going to wave him over to Dante Bell.
Big man.
Coach Croft, always a pleasure to talk to him, talk to his father, Coach Buddy Croft. But now, we're joined by senior captain Dante Bell.
What's going on, boys?
Dante, how you feeling?
Good, how are you, buddy?
How you feeling?
Good, man.
Yeah. Awesome. And we asked this question to Coach Croft. What's your take on the season so far? You guys right now 5-0, have a great year so far. What's the overall mentality of the team? What's your overall thought on how the team's doing?
To take like every team seriously, like usually like other people will ask me like, what do you guys do for LaSalle this year? Like, how they have a pretty good team this year. We just, like, don't get me wrong, we still worry about LaSalle, but we worry about the team that we're facing that week or whatever. We always gotta build out where we lack at and watching film and studying film and lifting and everything. We just gotta do what we gotta do.
Now, Dante, you were out for a while with a concussion.
Right.
You came back, played against Cumberland, played a great game as well. How's it feel after taking some time out and whatnot? How's it feel to finally get back on the football field?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was kind of tired. It was 3 weeks out, and I was not even a little out of shape. But when the coach was getting me back into it, it took me aside, told me that I need to get back in shape and everything. And excuse me. And, it was pretty rough, but I kind of adjusted to it. They had Brandon come in for me every now and then when they noticed I was getting tired and stuff. They'll move Jimmy Sorrow to the nose, and then they'll put Christian Wesolowski and Quiddy Pay at the ends.
Yeah.
So like when they notice I'm really getting tired, they'll put them in. But this week I should be fine.
Great to hear that. And we talked Stonehenge. Started when you walked in with this senior captain. How does that feel just to be named the senior captain of a historic program like the Hendricken Hawks?
It's cool. It's really awesome because. I mean, a lot of guys, honestly, a lot of guys were surprised that I was captain because I'm kind of known for being like goofy and funny or whatever. But they know when it's like, when I'm captain, they know that like when I'm serious, it's time to get serious. And like, don't get me wrong, I'll joke around every now and then. But once you see Dante getting serious, you know it's time to be serious. But it's been fun. Everything's been cool. No problems. The coaches helped me with a lot of leadership and everything. It's pretty fun.
You work with an array of talent, to say the least, on the defensive and offensive side of the ball. How's that feel, just knowing that you're going out there, you're giving 110%, and all the guys around you are doing the same?
It feels good. Just know I just have a group of just freaks around me. These freak athletes around me. And it was good to see like some sophomores step up this year.
Absolutely.
And like Quiddy Pay, Sam. We got a couple other guys subbing in every now and then. Excuse me. And, but yeah, it's great. Just to know, like, my good friends, seeing them succeed, and, like, Lee, Power, even Nate in volleyball and everything. Just seeing my friends succeed in, like, in athletics and everything. And, it's pretty cool.
Now we ask Coach Croft this. Now we'll turn the same question to you. What's it like just being known as a Hendricken man? Part of the Hendricken legacy going on, maybe possibly a fifth straight, already making history with a fourth straight. What's it like just being part of the Hendricken history?
It's an honor, to be honest. It's nice to meet all the alumni that come back and tell us about their games and how they played and how good it felt to be part of that Hendricken history. It's an honor, honestly. And I'm just happy to be here, and just I enjoy every minute of it.
Now, you mentioned how happy it is for you to see some of your best friends succeed.
Right.
What is it like, though, in general, just playing with not only your teammates, but your brothers, the kids that maybe you grew up with, or the kids that you've just become so close with through Hendricken? What is that like going out on the field and knowing you're not just playing with a bunch of strangers, you're playing with guys that truly mean the world to you?
It's fun. It just feels like great just to be with close friends and just just to like congratulate each other. Like when we make a good hit, good tackle, or something, good play, just know we'd always be there for each other up and down. Bad play, pick each other up. Just tell them we're gonna get each other, get them next time. And it's good to be up there with my brothers.
Now we mentioned senior captain, but in general, how's it just feel to be a senior when you have it? Younger guys like the sophomores and juniors looking up to you, looking for advice or asking maybe for some help, whether it's a technique or something that you guys need to learn. What's it like just being a senior, being a role model to these younger teammates?
It's nice, but it's like sometimes like I like when they ask me for advice, I don't want to feel like I'm like over them. But I understand like when they ask me for advice. But like I kind of try to relate myself to them. I'll tell them like, oh, my sophomore year I struggled with the same thing, and I'll just tell them what I did just to progress or whatever, or just try to get myself better. I'll just tell them just to keep pushing themselves, and it's great. I just love being around like the younger guys. That like it makes me feel cool though. It makes me feel like like I'm a big guy out there.
Doctor, we won't keep you too much on a couple more questions, but going in. You guys are going to play a game, on Saturday versus a Friday night game against Curtis from West. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking to a lot of speed. I know Cranston West from the past times that I played. Cranston West, they always come with like fire intensity, and it's been like that for like the past years. They're like, there'll be times where like they'll like hit us and just like wake us up, and it's like, oh, we're ready for this game, and. Cranston West always brings it, and I went to go watch their game against Barrington this past Friday, and they look like a good competition. They look like something to be reckoned with.
And then the last question, we'll get you out of here, but how will, it's for the first time in a while, I think especially for this class, 2015, it'll be the first varsity Saturday day game against a Division I team. What's the effect of playing on a Saturday going to be? Is it throw off the routine, or what's it going to do?
To be honest, some guys might be a little like, oh, man, I don't want to wake up and do all this on a Saturday. I'm losing my Saturday. But we just got to keep it together, just make sure and check on each other, make sure everything's all right. And we just got to play hard and just give it all, just because I know Saturday's going to be rough because everybody's used to the Friday night lights and all the intensity, and maybe on a Saturday not everybody's going to be there, but we got to keep in our heads that if we win this game, we're almost guaranteed a home game for playoffs. So we'll just keep that in our heads and just keep pushing along.
Well, Dante, we thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you
today.
For having me.
It's been a great time. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you.